Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is January 16, 2019 and we are here wishing England all the best wishes for a good exit from the European Union. You know, the Brexit deal is a tough one, and I'm sure that, you know, they didn't manage to pass it by all means. They were right. They shouldn't accept the first deal that the European Union dished to him, but they shouldn't send the Theresa May home. So we hope that they will get their act together and keep her and make sure that the next round, you know, of talks will be on the winning side of England, because England history is so amazing and her importance in the world is essential, and everybody know that. And whoever tried to undermine it, well, he'll be surprised. Now, we are here in Israel, you know, the Holy Land, having another election. And this election season is really warming because we have so many princes and princesses that they are all claiming to the crown. The problem is that this is God's country and we have one nation under God routine here. And we need all to play right. So you don't take us for granted and you don't think that you can waste our time in the polls or our time in general. Just get your act together. Make sure that you have a wonderful, wonderful team and get your best result. You never know. You know, you might win, you might not. And Benjamin Netanyahu is a pro. So it's not easy to go against him, and I'm sure that he has all the soldier in play by now. So it will be great. And we have so many friends from all over the world listening. So if you want to call in, please chat with us, and we'll be happy to talk to you. Okay, so we're going to go to a break, and we'll be talking to you after that, and God willing, with some guests. Okay, be good, and... so good to be here. It's Wednesday. Have a good one. Let's be back.
Israel is located in one of the most volatile areas in the world. Israel is an island of stability in a sea of war and unrest. In the midst of this turmoil, Israel stands out as a beacon of order and human progress. Each week we update you on what's happening in this, the Jewish state, a true light unto the nations. This is Jay Shapiro. Join me every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
Are back. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. You know, we have friends from all over the world, from United States, from Canada, from Israel, United Kingdom, Australia, Germany, Brazil, oh, our beloved Brazil, Estonia, Ireland, and Norway. Guys, welcome to the show. You can come online on Israel News Talk Radio. There is a chat room. You can plug in and talk to us, or you can actually call us with the chat, you know, button, and you just... one button away from calling us. Now, what we are talking about? We are talking about Brexit today. Brexit is a deal that the European Union are struggling to give away to England. And what does it mean? It means that they don't want to let her go. Now, if the British government will do the mistake of dissolve the government of Theresa May and let the European win, that would be an awful, awful conclusion to incredible bravery of the Brits, because they're actually standing up to the European Union. They said, we want trade in our own terms. We want our border to be our own. We want our justice system be our justice system and not depend on somebody else. And the fact of the matter that they're going to dissolve it. And what is the opposition leader there, you know, that wants to go and have a no confident vote? You know, Mr. Corbyn, we are not confident. You are confident, because it's amazing that you are the friend of Hezbollah and Hamas, has a non-confident vote with Theresa May. How dare you? And to think that you worked so hard and they didn't accept it, okay, it's normal. Actually, it was supposed to be before, you know, like 3 weeks ahead of time. They should have given to her and make her, give her the time to reflect and talk and maybe, you know, decide. But it doesn't matter. Time right now, the British government reject the deal. Sure, you have more day until the 21st, I guess, that you have to finalize it. And then the exit has to be by March, I guess. So please don't be discouraged. You have so many closure in the deal that you can imply and talk. The bill has, you know, so many issues. And, you know, the fact that you have a lot of closure there, that it's already installed by the previous administration. You know, the Brits are smart. They leave stuff inside to help them. So you need just, you know, accurate people, smart people, to disengage from all the rhetoric and go to the hardcore technical texture of the agreement and fix it. Talk and fix it. You can do it. And sometimes you need an outsider to do that, because you guys are so immense. We are busy, of course, here, but we always will have time for you guys to help you out through that. And crisis management is our forte, because we manage crisis the whole year long. For us, crisis is a way of living. And if we are overwhelmed, that's what it is. But you can't undermine the fact that we might come to terms with whatever you got and help you out. Mathematics, that's what it is. It's all in the math. And the mathematics of the Brexit are in favor of England. England needs to exit, because the European Union is not a texture or body or any kind of composition that England can tolerate any farther. Not because of tons of refugees, not because they have non-security system installed in place. They aggravated a lot of European countries by their, you know, liberal act as far as immigrant terrorism and all the rest. You guys have to take a chance and disengage. Now, if you want to not disengage, you would need to reform the European Union. But that will make another 50 years, okay? So you better off, cut your losses and go. That's the important thing. So let's go back to what we want to hear from close and personal here. We have to talk to people sometimes in the street about what's going on in the far as the election goes. And everybody are agreeing that this election that came about is going to change the country. It's going to be a change for the long run, because for some reason, the Haredis, the religious Jews, are changing. And I'm changing the subject on you because the Brexit deal is in the making. The non-confident roll is rolling. So I'm not going to touch it anymore because it's happening right now. You will see it in the news. But comments as far as what's happening in Israel, that's something I can give you. I can give you because I am close and personal. You know, last week I was calling about my campaign, that the Willing, and sure enough, we're building, thanks to Kalman, we're building a very, very nice site.
We are back, and it's Orly Benny Davis. Yeah, we have electrical outage someplace, in this incredible universe that we live in, that finally finds rain and storm. Something that I missed so much since I left South Carolina. You know, it was South Carolina is blessed with a lot of rain and a lot of greenery and a lot of good stuff. So the fact of the matter is that we have to consider what we're going to have as far as Israel goes, because we never have rain. But now, since it's starting, it's a storm and they're not really ready. So the electrical outage is all over, and we might get disconnected or not, but we are on recording it, I hope. Anyway, the deal with the Israeli election is the way that we see this country and where we want to take it. The relationship that Israel has with many other countries are really incredible. For example, the American-Israeli relationship is something that we so hold dear, and we respect and we honor. And the feeling that we have about what they're doing to Donald Trump is really, really amazing, because we are so hurt for him that they didn't give him the respect. Or in general, we love people to respect the entity of the President of the United States, and for anyone who comes and stop it is or claim that something is not right without any repercussion, without any facts on the ground, it's absurd. But I guess that this world is learning to tackle the new challenges of this new age, and they'll probably will find a way to continue doing a better job in the future. I'm not sure, because we still have to tackle the cybersecurity hands-on. Cybersecurity is something that everybody talk about. It's like a mouthpiece for everybody, but the truth of the matter is it's not treated the way it should be. We should analyze it. We should legislate. We should coordinate the world entity for cybersecurity, something I don't recall there is, but or international law. Now, the International Court of Justice does not do that, so we might have to consider some kind of a new body to implement new rules and regulation, especially on fine and, you know, responsibility of anybody, policy of anybody around the world. Anyway, we have the idea is, how are we going to bring Israel to the next level? Is Bibi Netanyahu is the man to do so? Is he the one that takes, you know, the cybersecurity to a different level? Is he taking the education system to a different level? What did he give to the Israeli people that is so exceptional? I'm not sure about that, and I don't know if you know. But we have to consider the fact that maybe it is time to go. And I love the theory, but it's not nothing about love, it's about the achievements of the country.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Tamar? She's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yona. And yes, I can be all of those things, but at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yona Show.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis. And don't ask, please. It's gone crazy here, but it's okay. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking the direction that Israel needs to take. Which direction would I take it if I was you, or if I was the leader of this incredible state? First of all, education. I see that people think that education is something that you can have online, and most of the people that goes online and take education, they used to take the wrong education, and you don't want to waste your time on that. And the education that I'm talking about is how to acknowledge the history and then learn from it and not to repeat the mistake and make a difference in the world, and how you can create this knowledge of yours and bring happiness to world, you know, to the world, to the children, to the elderly, or to your own children or grandchildren. The important thing about life is to be worth living. And the question is your life is worth living? Because people seems to have this excuse. They can do nothing. They can have no power whatsoever. It's not in my power. I don't know what to do, and that's why I'm not going to take it. But the truth of the matter is, you are responsible.
You are responsible. You are the responsible to the life that you're living. And it's important for you to understand that we are here making sure that you are awakened from your sleep. Because if you are asleep, wake up, because this world is changing, and it's changing under our eyes. And if you don't take responsibility and you don't shake it up, you might find yourself in a place where you don't want to belong, okay? So let's start again. Education. First of all, you need to get your education. People, children, everybody. I don't care if you have a degree from nobody's land. It's important for you to learn whatever capacity you can manage. Now, there are tools that in Israel, for example, they don't give to the children. And you all know about some of them, because we are really, really miserable in soccer. We don't know to play it. We have a team that never makes it to the World Cup. Israel needs some kind of, you know, action as far as soccer goes. Everybody knows that. But why? Why they don't know? Because they don't give us some space to practice. You don't have children with football in the street. You don't have camp where they can practice. Nothing. Israel is embedded with high-rise in the center, of course. And they said, you know, this country is between Gedera and Chedera. It means like it's like so tiny. They put all their emphasis in a little region, and they don't build around it. And it's not even the, you know, they said settlement. Israel needs to be rebuilt really big time. The infrastructure are put in place, but we need to have houses that are around the big area, not inside anymore. Then we need to go to schools. We have to have school, vocational school. No schools whatsoever in a vocational.
Make sure that you work better. Now, let's go back. Vocational school in Israel do not exist almost. We don't have legal system assistant, medical assistant institutions, any kind of assistance of any sort that needs to have some tool of engagement, we don't have. because the people that run our country are ignorant. They're ignorant of the needs to bring people from the slavery mode. And I'm saying slavery because people live under the budget constantly and with minimal wages, they are slaves to the system. And if Israel is to wake up and smell the hot coffee, they might consider giving the people off the land some kind of tools to upgrade themselves. How why they do that? Okay, the Israeli system is really beautiful because they decided that they are elite of some sort, the system, which they usually is supposed to be the servant of the world, but they decided that they are the elite, and they make sure that, you know, the power, the money goes through power and government, and then they keep the rest under budget. And under budget, minimal wages, we don't have middle businesses almost. We don't have middle range people. We have students, you know, like the lawyers. They're supposed to be lawyers, right? A lot of lawyers are willing to work hard to study, but seems like they also camouflage the test. Well, the system is corrupt. The system is corrupt from the government. The system is corrupt in the academia. The system is corrupt, and I'm not saying it just to say it or I enjoy it. It's because Israel needs to be reformed. It's about time because the New Age just revealed to us how awful it is. Think about it. How you get a judge to be a judge, you call the cousin of the judge. That's how it goes. It's nepotism all over. Nepotism in work, nepotism in government, nepotism in big businesses, and that's all. All the rest needs to be enslaved to the system. Now, are you going to let them keep on? This is the Israel that we are dreaming of? Of course not. Is it Israel that they're supposed to be? Of course not. Is it the Holy Land that we all aspire to have? No, I must say to you, it's so sad that Benjamin Netanyahu is leaving this behind like that. I was hoping that he would correct it, and not if even though he's not corrupt, but the system is corrupt. And he didn't do nothing about it. That's why it's negligence when you don't do nothing to fix it. If everything around you is corrupt, you know what to deal with the first rule in medicine. When you're the doctor, you're responsible to all your team. It doesn't matter if you did it or not do it. And this is the responsibility you have to take. And that's why Bibi Netanyahu needs to go. And I said it not because I don't love him again. Because negligence is the worst, because it shows you that you have nobody who cares enough to fight for you. And those people that are underpaid, there are people that don't get paid. And I must tell you that there are too many of those, you know, around, that it's about time that the change is here. But I had the fortune this week to ask Mr. Yair Lapid. Yair Lapid, would you consider a different coalition, but maybe that require you to step out from being number one? What I ask is, are you going to be a team player to play with others as long as we change the government? And he said, it's not about number one. It's about being the prime minister. Well, he didn't get it. He said no. He said no because he thinks it's so great and that's what it is. Well, he's young. He's young and he needs to be
lectured maybe. Maybe he needs to know that we have in Israel the possibility of teaming up a good group, making an effort to build a new government I don't know if you can hear me about what a new government is, but the government is supposed to be the one that takes care of the people, for the people, by the people. That's something from America that we need to copy. That's when people are complaining that we don't get along. It's because we don't have a constitution. They didn't have the basis rule of law embedded in the system. The law of the national law even doesn't go under Bill of Rights that it's supposed to be going to. I must tell you, we need a reform, Israeli reformed. And not from the religious act that they want to reform, which I would definitely object to, because you cannot mix coffee and tea or coffee and milk and says that, you know, it's caffè latte is the same as coffee or milk. You see, being a Jew is being a Jew. You cannot mix it with other religion and say, well, it's a Jew too. It's not. It's like Christian. If you mix marriage, it's a mixed marriage. It's like white, like black. It's everything. You have to keep authentic. And this is the Jewish land. And this is the homeland of the Jewish people that preserve the law of Moses under God Almighty, the God of Israel. So let's go to a break and we'll be back after this.
In a time where feelings have become fact, where rational thought and common sense has disappeared, one man stands above it all.
I'm Howie Sobiker, your political hitman.
Political Hitman airs every Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. North American time, 7 a.m. Israeli time, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On The Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. You know, this is our last segment, so let's make it mighty. It's January 16, 2019. You know that already, but it's almost, you know, it's almost time for Valentine's days of February. I'm sure that you see chocolates and roses and all places already gathering. I want you to remember that recognizing your loved one is a duty, because working hard, this world of ours is so so abusive sometimes, that if you can get that energy of love to everybody around you, you would inspire more goodness around your life. It's for you, your sake. So remember, every time you put your goodness in the world, it's your environment that is improved. It's like watering your flowers. You know, you don't drink that water, but you definitely enjoy the flowers. So I want you to know about life, as far as I'm concerned. Life is made from segments of incredible joy, segment of incredible pain that give you the possibility to keep on going and grow. And sometimes you ask why and you don't know the answer, and then more later you can understand it. Sometimes you never understand it. But this glory of life that we have is something that we want to think what we do to improve it and how we're gonna survive this round of craziness, this round of intolerance. I know that, for example, Malaysia decided that they don't want to have any events if Israel is included. And we're talking about, you know, the Paralympic. We're not talking about even normal sports, like the Israeli sports will, you know, win there, whatever. So this hate, it's not coming from godliness. And somebody, I read someplace that no religion that cherish killing is a religion of God. It's not godliness. When you want to kill other people, you are not godly. And don't...
They don't have tolerance for other people if they're different. And religion differences is the almighty question of this world. Are you going to accept the other choice to worship God either way? Can you let other people be? Now, I don't want to mix that message with the mix that, you know, people who don't tolerate your religion. Like they are liberal Democrats. In Israel, they have this thing about, we don't want to be Jewish. We want to be Israeli, but not Jewish. And I'm saying the only right that Israel has here is to be a Jewish state. We don't have any title on the land that is not but Jewish. Jewishness, that's what's claim. That is our claim on the land. And Israel is the name that God gave us. So it's a religious name. Israel is Jewish. And any time people want to dismay it, oh, stop teaching us religion in school. And I'm saying, are you China? Are you like, don't let us teach because you don't want them to know? Because, well, even China is better these days because they are open more to the world, so they're learning. But this here, the fanatism of liberalism that is embedded all over the world, like in America, where they hate Donald Trump just because they hate Donald Trump. They don't want him because he represents godliness. He needs to own it. He needs to own it. He has to understand why they don't like him. He needs to realize that the fact that he claims God's existence, that's where the resistance goes. And that will be all over again and again. Every time the Jewish people will come around, they will say, stop being so Jewish. Like, there is so much you can do with godliness. The idea of God keeping people, the faith, is giving people some kind of relief. Once they are Shabbat, they can stop working. They can stop working. You do not need to work. You're not a slave. And enjoy God time given to you as, you know, as a deal, as an agreement, as a covenant for you to cherish that he is here for you and you are here under his wing. And anytime you feel a Shabbat, you know that there is Almighty God, because the mysticism of that moment of Sabbath, only people who keep Shabbat can feel it. It's like you're going into a different matrix. It's felt. The Sabbat is an entity that everybody can feel. When you light the candle, you walk into that house that keeps Shabbat and you feel Shabbat. Once you start going astray and making everything around it like every day, she will go away. That entity will not be there anymore. And when you leave the Sabbath, at the end of Sabbath, you feel a different taste in your mouth. because we have a different soul that lands on Shabbat for us. And you feel it if you save the Shabbat. If you didn't, she wasn't there, so you don't feel the difference. It's nothing at all. So for the people who don't enjoy Shabbat or don't understand Shabbat, too bad. You can't do anything about it. It's you can't feel it and you cannot have it. But if you try it sometimes, you can be very happy that you were in the presence of Shechina, of godliness. Godliness is something that makes you happy because you are aware that you're not alone. Once you recognize God's presence in the world, you will always be happy inside of yourself because that knowledge brings you hope. Of course, he doesn't respond to what we want. Of course, our ego is in the way. Of course, we don't understand nothing from the world that he created because we are tiny, minute, and we come and we go like there is nothing else. But he will be there for you. He will be there for you if you ask him for real. And if you ask God for real, he will be there for you. Asking God
to be on your side. And if you ask him for real, you will find an incredible world that you can live with and you can inspire to be better. You can pray together with your family and hope that the better day will come soon. I can promise you it will happen today, but I can promise you that God is there. And if you reach for him and if you ask for assistance, you might be surprised what a wonder of life God can give you. Living with God is like living in the light. That's why they say enlightened people. And his guide is in the Bible. There are the blueprints for every day. You can create a life that is worth living. And then after then, you're gone. When you're gone, you'll be recorded or recognized as a well-done life, a well-made life, a life that you could celebrate. And that's all what we need. We need people to understand that this life is so incredible and we can make it special if we walk with God and if we love God with all our heart to honor and to respect and make sure that this soul of ours is worth the life we live in. I do wish you all the best. I do love you and miss you so much every week when you're not here. But I'll be back next week, God willing, with hopes and prayer. And good news always, and go get them. No matter what, you can win, and you can be strong, and you trust in God. All right? So from Israel, the Holy Land, this is Orly Benny Davis, checking out from Jerusalem with love. God bless you all. Be strong. And bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Howdy, this is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Morris from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.